Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you'll listen each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs right after this program on Public Access Channel 6 on your TV entitled The Searching the Scriptures. We encourage you to give it a view. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. All our radio broadcasts are there. Our TV programs can be downloaded. We also have a free Bible correspondence course, and there's just a host of other biblical material that will help you in your study of God's Word. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times of our regular services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ, and we cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. Our only desire is to have you come and study and worship God with us. Today, we're going to conclude our discussion on the subject of the sin of homosexuality. We're looking at whether or not the second false argument that is presented by the homosexual community and the propaganda machine of the gay movement is that homosexual behavior is genetically something that men and women have no choice over. They are born this way. Well, in 1977, 56% believed that the homosexual was caused by upbringing and environment, to 13% that believed the homosexual was born that way. Now, 26 years later, in 2003, the percentage of Americans accepting the genetic argument has more than doubled to 38%, while the percentage agreeing that homosexuality is environmentally caused has dropped from 56% to 44%. Now, this leaves still, unlike other trend questions, we still have moved to a more liberal orientation in this year's survey. The upbringing and environment argument as an alternative response to this question is more prevalent now than it was in either 2001 or 2002. And so our scenario starts with birth. The boy, for example, who one day may go on to struggle with homosexuality, is born with certain features that are sometimes what more common among homosexuals than the population at large. Some of these traits might be inherent or genetic. Notice, might be. While others may have been caused by environment or hormones. What are these traits? If we could identify them precisely, many of them would turn out to be gifts rather than problems. For example, if a person has a sensitive disposition or a strong creative drive, or in some sense, he has a very keen sense of humor. Some of these, such as greater sensitivity, could be related to or even the same as physiological traits that can also cause trouble, such as greater than average anxiety response to any given stimuli. No one knows with certainty just what these inheritable characteristics are. At the present, we have only hints. In any case, there is absolutely no evidence whatsoever that the behavior of homosexuality in itself is directly inherited or genetically linked. The stresses of being gay lead to more, not less, homosexual behavior. This principle, perhaps surprising to the layman, at least to the layman who has not himself gotten caught up in the same pattern of whatever type of sexuality he may engage in, is typical of the compulsive or addictive cycle of self-destructive behavior. Racking guilt, shame, self-condemnation only causes it to increase. It is not surprising that people, therefore, turn to denial to rid themselves of these feelings, and he does too. He tells himself it is not a problem, therefore there's no reason for me to feel bad about it since I cannot help it. So again, the argument is nature or nurture. Is it that way by nature? Are they that way because they were born that way? Is there a genetic link that tells us that heterosexual people are born that way and homosexual people are born that way? Dean Hammer, who was a gay researcher, wrote this: "We knew that the genes were only a part of the answer. We assumed the environment also played a role in sexual orientation, as it does in most, if not all, behaviors. Homosexuality is not purely genetic. Environmental factors play a role. There is not a single master gene that makes people gay. I don't think we will ever be able to predict who will be gay. Now that's by one who is a gay researcher himself. Simon LeVay, who looked at the differences in brains, he made this statement. It is important to stress what I didn't find. I did not prove that homosexuality is genetic or find a genetic cause for people being born gay. It didn't show that gay men are born that way. The most common mistake people make in interpreting my work. Nor did I locate a gay center in the brain. Since I looked at adult brains, we don't know if the difference I found there had anything to do with birth or if it appeared later. Now there's a person that looked at different brains of people who were engaged in different sexual behavior, and he said he did not prove that homosexuality was a genetic link. Camille Pagliga, who is a lesbian activist writer, she wrote, "No one is born gay. The mere idea that it is possible is a flimsy fabrication of sloppy journalists and immoral queer activists. Any person, male or female, who cannot feel the sexual allure of the opposite sex has been traumatized by some early combination of social circumstance." Again, this is one who promotes the agenda but is honest enough to admit that it is a flimsy fabrication to say that it is genetic. You know, there are things that we can inherit. We can inherit traits like height or athletic ability or hand-eye coordination because of the parents that we have. But you know, there are instilled traits that we learn and we develop, like competitiveness, like hard work, like the love for sports. Now, we might be pushed in that direction and we might be led in that direction, but those are instilled traits that we have to perform in ourselves. Sensitivity, a melancholy disposition, hormone levels can have a lot to do with having those characteristics traits being something that we inherit. I'm very sensitive. I inherit that from my mother. Okay, but that's an inherited trait. But instilled traits like the environment of right and wrong. What's right and wrong? That's a learned behavior. Role models. We choose our role models. We determine who we look to for examples and influence. Our association with our friends and people that we associate, our peer group. We choose that. And the activities that we conduct ourselves in and the things that we do with our time and those things that we tend to like and lean to are things that we develop and we choose in our lives because we are free moral agents. Tendency towards alcoholism, pedophilism, anger, gambling, violence does not make them acceptable behaviors. Even if man had a tendency towards these different types of behavior, that does not make those acceptable behavior. The truth be known, we all have tendency towards something that we should not do. The challenge of life is to control our behavior according to God's standards. That applies to homosexuality as well as anything else. I told you in the very beginning of this study that I've quit arguing many, many years ago that homosexuals or lesbians may not have an attraction and a desire for those of the same sex. That may be. Now, I cannot explain why, neither can those who research it. They have found no genetic link. There is no credible evidence that says that a man or woman is born that way, and it's not genetically passed down. And so it's still something that men have a choice of. But I would not make the argument that there are men and women who are attracted to the same sex. But they would have to reject that temptation, just like I would as a heterosexual, to go outside of my marriage to have relations with another woman. Even if I had that desire, I would have to curb that desire. I would have to say no to that temptation, and I would have to do what I know to be right. That's the same for the homosexual. Even if he has a desire and a pull to have relations with the same sex, he must reject that if he wants to please God. If he wants to have a relationship with God and with his son, he's going to have to reject that temptation. And as we studied earlier in 1 Corinthians 10:13, God said that he will give him the ability to make a way of escape, and he won't allow him to be tempted beyond what he's able. And 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11 shows that such people can recover and did recover in the first century. And so nature or nurture? No, it's a learned behavior seen in that the Bible condemns it. The same that it does any sin, drinking, adultery, fornication, theft, any sin, that is not something you're born with. That's something you choose to do. And the testimony of the gay and lesbian community back up that there is no genetic link. And so let us put to bed for finally the argument that homosexual men and women have no choice in their sexual orientation, that is something you're born with. That is a fabrication. That is false. There's no genetic link. There's no gene been found. And all of any argument that says otherwise is false and cannot be credible because the evidence overwhelmingly says there is no genetic link. Now, lastly, one of the things that has really generated this argument is a homosexual demanding his rights. Well, what rights does a homosexual have? Well, I'm going to close this study in giving you a bill of the rights of a homosexual. Number one, he has the right to hear the gospel of Christ because he is created being and God loves him, Mark 16:15. He also has the right to know that God does not regard homosexuality or lesbianism as an alternate lifestyle but sin. Read Romans 1, 26 and 27. He has the right to know that such conduct is considered sinful by God and will keep him out of heaven, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. He has the right to know that they will suffer in their own bodies and personalities the consequence of such behavior and such conduct, Romans 1, 27. They have the right to know that the Bible, they are called sinful and are called an abomination in the sight of God, Leviticus 18, verse 22, and Revelation 22, verse 15. They have the right to know that their companions, if they be married to a husband or a wife, have the right to put them away for sexual immorality because that conduct is sinful, and that's in Matthew 19, 9. They also have the right to know that they can repent of the sin, as we see in Acts 2:38 and 1 Corinthians 6, 11. They also have the right to know that homosexuality is not a disease, but a chosen and sinful way of life that can be overcome if they will repent and turn away from the sin. They also have a right to know that they were not born as homosexuals and that this is not to be accepted as a normal lifestyle before the Almighty God. There is no genetic link, and it is a learned behavior and a choice behavior. Romans 1, verse 26. And lastly, they need to know, even if one would have the desire to have a sexual relation with one of the same sex, it would have to be rejected and denied. And God would help them have the ability and the ability to say no, 1 Corinthians 10:13. And so, in conclusion, homosexuality is a sin by the definition of God. There is an active and militant pro-homosexual agenda trying to force the argument, and false things are being depicted as true. This is advocated by deception. And last but not least, homosexuality can be overcome if one will trust God, do what's right, and reject the temptation and reject the desire to do that which is contrary to God. Thank you for listening, and please read the passages for yourself. Tune in again next week when we will continue our overview of the Bible.